Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Welcome back to the show. We are joined, let's go down to Phoenix, Arizona now, and we're joined by the head coach of the St. Louis Billikens. His team is about to take on Grand Canyon. It'll be a 3 o'clock tip right here on KMOX this afternoon. Good morning, Josh Schertz. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Tom. How are you?
Doing great. You're closing out your non-conference road schedule, and it has been a busy one for sure. Back and forth you go, home to road to home to road. I know that you're almost there. But I know that you want to be there like now, or the fans do, and everybody wants to win all the time. You're getting close to where you want to be. I feel like if you could get healthy, you might have a better shot at it. You'll be challenged today.
Yeah, we played an underratedly good non-conference schedule. I think I was looking at it. We played more teams in the top, I believe, 150 or 175 than anybody in our league, even Dayton. We played a ton of good teams. Probably not the high-end teams. This will be our fourth game against a top 100 team and our fifth, quad one, quad two game of the non-conference all the way from home. So, we've challenged ourselves, but like you said, we've made some progress, but we just haven't been able to be, consistent enough with our best level. We've shown it in spurts. It's been in pockets. But it's, obviously just not been good enough. Of course, you want to have your team. And, we all know what we're missing with Kellen and a few other guys. But end of the day, we got to figure it out. And we got to be, able from a competitive standpoint, from a physicality standpoint, a focus standpoint, to be able and a connectedness, togetherness standpoint, to be able to be tough enough to do that over the 40 minutes.
Yeah, you needed it against Wofford. That Wofford team, I'm not sure how many teams you'll play like that, where they just grind it out. I described it on the broadcast as kind of excruciating to watch because they bring that shot clock down to single digits and then try to pound it inside. That's a game, actually, that Kellen Thames, I think, would have really thrived in, I feel like.
Yeah, Wofford was a good team. I mean, again, it's a tough game they had, I think. 15 points in the final 2 seconds with the shot clock. Some of those, some of that was us. A lot of that was them, the two shots Filowich made late, the floater from the free throw line and the hook and the Lorenz making a three over the top of Kalu. There was some really good defense that we didn't get rewarded for, and there was enough breakdowns, defensively inside the game for us not to, be able to get the number we need to be. And when we do what we did from the free throw line, you put a lot of pressure on your defense as well. But no doubt that Kellen, makes a huge difference. When he was healthy, I think first four games of the year, I think people forget because it feels like a lifetime ago. But, he was averaging, I think 15 points and 7.5 rebounds. And talk about a guy who, our best vertical driver, a guy that plays with a ton of energy and I think is a guy that, that type of stuff's contagious. But no question, he's one of our best players. He's obviously, out today. That'll be, hip flexor. He's working back from that. We obviously still have the cramping stuff. So, out today. But again, we have enough to to come in here and win, but it's going to be a heck of a challenge against a really good team. And one of the, you know, it's already a sellout, one of the hardest road environments in college basketball.
Yeah, their student section is absolutely bonkers. I don't know how many of them will show up because the students aren't in session, I don't believe, and that might not stop them. You're right. They draw really well. And that team advanced to the tournament last year.
Yeah, they've got four starters back from a team that was 30-5 last year and advanced to the second round of the NCAA tournament. They, a little bit like us, have been beat up. Their center, Duke Brennan, missed I think the first four games. Foster Grant missed a couple games, I think first two or three. So, you know, they didn't have two of their guys early, got off to a little bit of a rough start. But since then, they played really well. Their two losses since then were, you know, at a really good Louisiana Tech team there by a couple, and then on a neutral to Georgia, they lost by five. So, really good team, NCAA tournament team, you know, will be a, you know, top 50, 75 team in the country, no question. And, this environment will be, you know, I haven't, you know, been through the A-10, but in terms of our non-conference, will be the best one we've played in. It's, we found out last night, you know, even with the students out, it's a sellout. How many of that will be students, I don't know, but you know, it'll be a great atmosphere against a really good team. And, you know, it is a chance for us to kind of, you know, try to, you know, finish this non-conference in a really good way. We've, like I said, we've done things in fits and starts and spurts, but just have lacked, like I said, the consistency of being able to find our best level. And it seems like, you know, we give ourselves chances and then we have found a way, you know, these last couple of games to shoot ourselves in the foot. So got to be better, and we'll have to play our best game here. The non-conference season, have a chance today for sure.
You will have two of the best players on the floor. Heck, two of the best players in the country. There's no doubt about it. You will always have that going for you as long as they're healthy. Robbie Avila and Isaiah Swope coming over from Indiana State. Everybody asks about Robbie. How does he look? How's the ankle looking? It looks good to me. He has controlled basketball games and looks like the old Robbie to me, Coach.
Yeah, I'd agree. I think his last two or three games, you know, the rust is off. He looks more confident. He's moving a little bit better. I thought his defense against you know, Wofford was, you know, as good as it's been all year. Looked more mobile, looked a little more physical. I think that's, you know, when you're coming back, this team, you know, from a physicality standpoint, we haven't been, you know, nearly what it needs to be. And part of that, you know, is Robbie coming back, and I think a little bit, you know, ginger on the ankle, a little bit of conditioning. And then just with numbers, you know, having to be thrown in to play a lot more minutes than we would have hoped. But I think he's definitely, you know, I'd say the last three or four games has looked more like himself, you know, and I'd say he's 100% in terms of, you know, those things. So when he's playing well, I mean, you know, it obviously creates a ton. We had, you know, we had 18 points, I think 8 assists. And really, you know, if we finish some plays around the rim, you know, that's closer to 12 or 13 assists against Wofford. And I thought, like I said, his defense was best it's been, and Isaiah Swope also, you know, is obviously, having a heck of a year. Those guys are carrying a big load, you know, with all the stuff, you know, the injuries around them. You know, we've had the big three available, you know, here the last 8 or 9 games, but with everything else around them, no KT, obviously AJ Casey working his way back from a, you know, high ankle sprain and some of the other things that have happened, Josiah, Larry, et cetera, they've had to carry a huge load for us.
You know, a lot was made of missing free throws. You missed 15 of them, 20 of 35. And I get that. I understand that everybody focuses on that.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Deck your home this holiday season with Blinds.com. Save up to 40% on select styles, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I felt like it was more about you not being able to get stops when you had to and just not being able to get on a run, but the free throws are what they are. Kalu missed 7 of them. I just wonder, I'm trying to think as a coach how to handle something like that. Do you try to get your best shooters to the line as often as you can? Do you want to try to get Gibson to the line as often as you can? How do you alleviate that situation?
Yeah, I think it's a tough one. I mean, you know, the game kind of dictates, it's hard to generate, you know, like who's going to get to the line just because it's, you know, how people are guarding you. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the way we were being guarded, obviously, you know, with guys that we don't have, you know, a ton of shooting outside of Gibson, Robbie, and Isaiah. So manipulating where we put guys and putting guys in spots where they can be guarded and effective, you know, matters. Kalu got the line 11 times, you know, in that game and obviously, you know, struggled there, only made 3. I think, you know, he's working on it. I mean, we've been working on it. It's not like that's a new thing. I mean, people are always like, oh, work on your free throws. Well, of course, you know, we do, and his practice free throw percentage, you know, in terms of when we're scrimmaging and playing is obviously above that. His, when he's shooting them, you know, every single day, he's shooting a couple hundred a day, you know, he's working on it. But, you know, in the games, I think the more you kind of focus on that stuff, it can create a mental block for guys and give guys the yips. And I think part of the reason that, you know, other guys missed, because it wasn't just Kalu, you know, Robbie went up and missed a couple, Gibson missed 2, you know, Isaiah, I think some of that is it becomes contagious. Like guys see somebody miss and then they start getting tight because, you know, the crowd obviously moans, and which they should, you know, and so it kind of feels like guys go up the line and are maybe a little bit tighter than they would be when guys are making them, because the previous game, now Kalu didn't shoot any at Illinois State, but we were 13 for 14 Illinois State from the line. So we were 90+% maybe 2% or whatever from the free throw line in that game. And, you know, I think it's one of those things, you know, it's who gets there. I think the defense dictates some of that, but certainly we got to go up the line and make free throws. I don't think there's any question that we have to step up there and be able to knock them in. And again, you know, Kalu missed 8, but we missed 15 and we missed a 1-on-1. So that's really 16, the front end. And there was a number of guys who had, you know, a hand in that. So we got to be better. But again, like you said, no one, when I look at, you know, basketball, I try to focus on the things we can control. And I think you can spend a lot of time, you know, no one's going to line and miss it on purpose. So, you know, we got to work on it. They got to get better at it, but no one's going up there missing on purpose. What you do got to do and what we can control is our transition defense, you know, our physicality, guarding those screens. Wofford runs a ton of them, you know, getting through that, our connectedness defensively, our ball pressure, our hand activity, our presence. So we force more than 4 turnovers. There's a lot of things we can't control. We get better at the free throws. I think the more you focus on that, the more you talk about it, the more it becomes a kind of a mental hurdle for guys. And now you actually wind up having the opposite effect.
Well, I'll be curious to see how it works against Grand Canyon in terms of your rotation, who you bring off the bench. It's always interesting to see what you have at your disposal with all the injuries and the issues that you're dealing with. That's basketball. We know this. You'll be tipping at 3. You got a 2:45 pregame on KMOX, and it's always a lot of fun when the ball goes up in the air. You just never know what's going to happen.
No, it'll be a great challenge. I mean, look, you know, we've got to be better. There's no question. And I think our guys, they obviously understand that. No one's making any excuses. We're not using the injuries as a crutch. We've got to figure it out. We've got to play better. We've got to play better more consistently. But I think, the bench showed some things in that game where I thought was a positive. But we have to certainly be better, for over the course of the 40 minutes. Without a doubt. So we got to continue to work. We'll get there. Today's a great opportunity for us to finish the non-conference in a great way, challenge ourselves against a really good team, and look forward to seeing, what we look like. And I think the bench, like I said, that last game, Dylan Warlick, Amari McCautry, Killian Brokoff, and I Max, I think this is a good matchup for him as well. So hopefully, all four of those guys, will get opportunities. Everybody that's dressed will get an opportunity to play.
Go have a great one. Appreciate you very much, and happy holidays to you and your family.
Appreciate it, Tom. Same to you guys. Have a Merry Christmas.
You too. There is Josh Schertz, the head coach of the St. Louis Billikens, with us on KMOX. It is 10:45. Mark Schreiber, the president of the St. Louis Sports Commission, comes our way next. 11 o'clock hour, we'll preview the Bragging Rights game. We'll get all into college football and the NFL. We'll hear Eli Drinkwitz's speech at the Jack Buck Awards. Bernie Miklas is with us. What a jam-packed show this has been already. Back in a moment on KMOX.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.